שוס תמיד הישיבה. Talk about anything except Yana Diyama would be the wrong thing. But I asked the Bacha when they came, they're learning the Sugi of Shlichus. So I think that we will try to connect the Yana Diyama with the Sugi that you're learning. The days are days of Simcha. What does Simcha mean? What is the true meaning of Simcha? The Maharal teaches us that true Simcha comes from Shleimus. The more a person reaches Shleimus, the more a person experiences Simcha. The more a person is missing, the more a person lacks Simcha. It's true to understand in the simple manner. When a person feels that he's missing something, he can't be happy because he's missing something. In Gashmias, it's surely like that. If you're missing something, you're depressed, you don't have it. When you have all what you think you want, you could be happy in Gashmias. True Simcha is an inner feeling of Simcha. True Simcha is not Gashmistik Simcha. True Simcha is a Pnimistik Simcha. When a person is Sholem in his Pnimius, he feels ultimate Simcha. When a person's Pnimius is feeling that it's missing on the world, then his Pnimius doesn't feel Simcha. So when we talk about true Simcha, we talk about achieving Shleimus. And if the days are days of Simcha, it means that we could achieve Shleimus. What does Shleimus mean? So when the Bacha told me he's learning the Sugi of Shlichus, it right away entered my mind that Shliach is Begematria Sameach. So there must be a reason for it. In Parashas Shlach, there's a very important limud from a piece of Svasemus. A person on this world is a shliach. He was sent on this world for a tafkid. He was sent on this world, every person, for his tafkid. And we have to remember that just like the Gemara in Kedushin teaches us that Shlucha Shel Adam is Kemaisei, Kaviyochel, every single Yid that's here on this world with a Shlichus, has in him a Koyach of Kemaisei, has him in the Koyach of the Mishalach. Meaning that he comes on this world not with his own Koyches, he comes on the world with the Koyach of being the Ribbono Shelam's Koyches. So when somebody says, I can't, and it's impossible for me, and it's unsurmountable for me to reach whatever you're telling me I have to do, that's automatically not true. Because of course you're right, in your koiches you're limited. But you're not limited because shlicho shel adam kemaisei. Just like I go be mikadesh, an isha for an ish, not for me. With whose koyach? With the Mishalach's koyach. And just like I could give a get with the Mishalach's koyach, I could do everything on this world with the Mishalach's koyach. And if the Mishalach is a koyel yochel, then I have to realize that I am the Metzias, a koyel yochel. And everything the Mishalach tells me to do, I could do. But let's learn a Tosfos in our Omer. Tosfos says that a person can be mevatel shlichus, a sugi of bitul shlichus. We're not going to say lomdus now, but the stipler says. The stipler says that a person that doesn't want to do what the mashalach told him, then he loses the koyach of the Meshalach. Because he's not going because the Meshalach told him. So let us realize that when we talk Kalapa, the Ribbono Shel Olam, we also have to realize that sometimes we lose our ability of the Shlichus. Because we can take ourselves and be Mevatel our Shlichus. Because I don't want to connect. Or I want to disconnect, depending where I'm holding on the world. And when I want to disconnect or I don't want to connect, then I lose my koyach of Meshalach. I want to go on my own. And when I want to go of my own, then I attack it, I can't. And then I attack and say that I can't, and it's impossible for me. Because I don't have the koyaches. So how does a person achieve shleimus? One way, by being a shliach. How does a person achieve simcha? By being a shliach. That's exactly how you achieve simcha. Because the only way to achieve shleimus is to be a shliach. Let us go a step further. What is my shlichus in this world? What is my shlichus in this world? Why did I come down to this world? For what reason did they wish to send me down to this world? Let us discuss a piece of Goyin in Pirush in Yoina and discuss it in very simple terms. The Goyin tells us like this. The Gemara says, Tov lei noich lei la'odam shalei nivra mishenivra va'achshav shenivra yifashpesh b'maisav. What does it mean, Noach Lei La'olam La'adam Shalai Nivra Mishanivra? The Eibishti created the world. Why Noach Lei La'adam Shalai Nivra Mishanivra? Zog the Goyin, we're not talking about the first time around. The first time around is Avada Noach Lei La'adam Shanivra. When the Eibishti sent the first time the Neshama down to this world, he came down to this world for a Tachlis and it was Noach Lei Shanivra. But it's Noach Lei that he does it in one time. The second time that he comes down, it's Noach Lei Shalai Nivra. The second time he's coming on this world, it's a lot better for him if he would never have to come a second time. Va'achshav Shenivra, he wants to know why I came here for. Yifashpesh v'maisav. What does that mean? And we're going to say over the Goyin, not the way the Goyin says it, not the way we're supposed to say it in 2019. That's the way we have to say it today. Nema yeshiva bocha. He knows every shiur. He's on time in Besmedrish. He learns a tachshit of a bocha. But he never shows up to davening. No, what's that bacha? Shalom alai nafshi. Right? I'm the best bacha in Shia. Everybody asks me. I learn 18 hours a day. So what? I don't get up to davening. It's an edel emoshel. It's a very edel emoshel, but we'll take an edel emoshel. Zog de heilige goyin. Do you know why you're able to learn from 9 in the morning to 12 at night? Because the last time you were in this world, you also learned. And whatever you did last time right, goes easy the second time you come down. And you have no nisyanis whatsoever unless you do it yourself. So somebody who last time was on this world, comes back down in this world, and he has a very easy time learning. But the last time you were in this world, you didn't daven the way it should be. And they sent you down to the world to daven. That's why you came into this world. And on the things that you didn't do good last time, on those things, that's where you have trouble on this time. Zog de Goyin, that's what it says in the Gemara, Yefashpesh b'maisav. Be mefashpesh in the maisim. Go look what goes hard. And that's what you came for. That's your shlichus in the world. contrary to what everybody in the world thinks. Let's go learn yesterday's Haftarah. Shaul HaMelech had a shlichus in this world to kill out the tzain. Frektim Shmuel HaNavi Ma'koil HaTzain. So he says, the Meitav HaTzain we left over. I'll give you the right picture. They took from Amalek 100,000 animals. They killed out 99,550. They left over 450 to be makir for a carbon. Maybe even more than that. They killed out. Meitav HaTzain, we left over a few beautiful animals. No marash. They did 98%, they listened. Let's understand pshat. Saying you're over a pshat that says in a sefer called Rimzei de Chochmasa, a nuridike pshat. To kill our animals is in a sign? No. Those few animals, the good, beautiful animals, that's where the Nisayan is, right? That's all that was mutal on Shaul HaMelech. His job wasn't the 98%. His job was the 2%. Where the Nisayan is, where the Meitav HaTzain is, that's where the Nisayan is. And that he fell through, not 2%, 100%. 100% he fell through. Because what his Nisayan was, he didn't do. What his Shlichus was, he didn't do. Realize. Take that Shaul HaMelech and that Limud and put it into Olam HaMaisa. What is my Shlichus on this world? Why am I here on this world? Why did the Eibishter send me to this world? So we could look at it two ways. Let's not look at it at the Prat. Let's look at it at the generation. The Heilige Rebbe Rabbi Lemelech taught us that every generation has its Nisayan. Its Shlichus, its Tafkid. What's the Nisayan of today's generation? What's the Nisayan of today's generation? Where do we see the Nisayan of today's generation? Tzedah Amor the Kepasuk. Tzoyfer Rosha La Tzadik. The Pshat and Pasik is the Rosha is looking to catch the Tzadik. In Svarim HaGedoshim it says Amor the Kepshat and this Pasik. In a Molchoma, in a war, when two sides have a war, how do you overcome your Sinai? You have to spy on your Yesenia and know what he's planning. So in the days when it was a normal world, how do you spy? You go up on a high mountain, you look over the enemy lines and you see what's going on by the enemy. And then you know how to fight your war. Tzoyfer means a person who looks. You know how the tzaddik knows what he has to fight? He sees what the Rasha is Isaacin. And if he sees in what the Rasha is Isaacin, then he knows what the Melchama of your generation is, what his Melchama is. Tzoyfer Rasha la Tzadik. The Rasha is the cooker, the one who looks for the Tzadik. And he teaches the Tzadik what the problem is. To take the problem of the world, let me tell you over on Neure de Kezach. When communism came onto the world, the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, Rabban Shal Yisrael, HaChosid Shebekohuna, the Chofetz Chaim sat in Radin. What did he worry about? That the first time in history that there's a country with atheism. And he wrote a letter to the head of the Christian religion in Rome that we have to fight the country because there's coming atheism on the world. Marash, you know why? Because we know very good how the Chofetz Chaim had Ruach HaKodesh and saw what today's generation is. Yitzchak's generation, Prikas Oil. You know that the Baal Shem HaKadosh never went into a balagola, that when he saw a tzelem, didn't get off the balagola and go in tzelem, and you don't even know what that means. Tzelem means to go down on your hands and knees and pray by the tzelem along the way. If he didn't do it, he didn't go with him because he didn't trust him, because he didn't believe in Hashem, because he wasn't a religious guy. And the Baal Shem wouldn't go in such a balagola, because the religious guy is not a perikoil. Atheism is prikasail. Atheism means I do whatever I do, and I do it wherever I want, and I don't care where I'm standing or where I am on the world. I'm ready to do everything and anything in any which way. And that's today's world. So what's the sign of today's world? Oil, Malchus Shamayim is the sign. Living with an oil, living with a Shiva to the Eibishter. Because the world was perikel. And that's our tafkir as Klal Yisrael. Not going into Yechidim. Yechidim, everybody will teach himself what his tafkir is. Lev Yedei Amaris Nafsha. I don't have to tell everybody what his tafkir is, because everybody knows where his hardships are. But if you want to know what Klal Yisrael's tafkir is, Klal Yisrael's tafkir is Kabbalah Yisrael Malchus Shamayim. Let me tell you over on Neuridike Zohar, Rabbi Yisai. A Zohar and Pashas Pinchas. Shnayim, Shnayim, Mikael, Yevayu, El Ateva. Shiva, Shiva from the Tehiris. Zog de Zohar HaKadosh, Apele de Kizaya. Shnayim, Eilu, Shnei, Yimei, Rosh Hashana. Shnayim, Eilu, Yimei, Shnei, Yimei, Shavuos. Ve'im Toimar, if you're going to ask me, that there's only one day Rosh Hashanah and only one day Shavuos, that there's 2 days is a Sofik. Ilun Yimei HaPurim. Instead of the one day Rosh Hashanah and the one day Shavuos, be Mashlim with the 2 days of Purim. As I state in Zohar HaKadosh, in Parshas Pinchas. What does it mean, this Zohar HaKadosh? I don't have to explain you that Shavuos and Purim have an easy connection. Kimu v'kiblu. So it's Mashlim Shavuos. But how is it Mashlim Rosh Hashanah? How's Purim a Mashlim Rosh Hashanah? You're going to be Mekayim Mishloach Monos on Purim. So there's a sefer for a kadman that says Monos Ish L'Re'eyu is Begematria Shema Yisrael Hashem Elekeinu Hashem Echot. Because that's what Purim is about. Malchus Shamayim. HaMelech. Purim is a Zelbe Kabbal Zalmachus Shamayim like Rosh Hashanah. As Eivir Rosh Hashanah blessed me Shefer, and we Mekabbal ourselves the Eivishta as Melech, Purim is a day of Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shamayim. You know what Kabbalah Zal Malchus Shamayim means? Total bittul. I give everything away for the Eibishter. You know what else I give away for the Eibishter? My whole das I give away to the Eibishter. I have no say in the matter. Das is the oimik for now, the layoda. Bittul to the Eibishter, complete oil Malchus Shamayim. That's the avoid of Purim. That's the Maslim of the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. The Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, your Maslim with the Avod of Purim, of Emestiki Kabbalah Malchus. Emestiki Kabbalah Malchus is Barach. And when you mevatli yourself for the Malchus of the Eibishter, and you become the ultimate Shliach of the Eibishter, Oy Yemargish Simcha. Oy Yemargish Simcha, because you come taken to the Tachlis. You come taken to the Tafkid of a person. That's the avoid of these days. And the avoid of these days that are muridike days starting from Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, it says from Sochachova, Ashloshes Yimei Agbala. If Purim is Kabukimu Vikiblu, is Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, Ashloshes Yimei Agbala. 3 days of avoid to prepare ourselves for Kimu Vikiblu. 3 days of thinking. What is Takya Mashlichis on this world? What are my hardships on this world? What did I come down to this world for? How am I going to be Mamala Mashlichus and Takya Bibesimcha? Thus it avoided for Achana to Purim, to be able to become the ultimate Shliach and the ultimate Mekabel of Olmach Hashemayim of the Eibishte. And it's not a hard job. In the days when the world was Taka, a religious world, the guy was a good guy. You could make a mistake and think that it's something. But in today's world, when the Eibishte took the guy and undressed him for the world, and we see how shuffled they are, and how low they are, and how indecent they are, it's so much easier for us to pick ourselves up and realize the simcha of Shalaya Sanigai, realize the ultimate simcha that I'm a yid, the ultimate simcha that I'm able to pick myself up above the world and be memalat taka my tafkid and taka my shlichus. Because instead of looking at the world, that the world is such a hard world and such a bad world of nisyonis, realize that there's a different way to look at it. The Eibishter is helping me by showing me what the world is. And if I'll see what the world is, I'll be able to pick myself up from that world and elevate myself from that world and be mamala my tafkid and my shlichus and be margish what true simcha means. Something that's nelom from most people. Emes tiki pnimis tiki simcha. That you margish when you mamala your tafkid and your shlichus in this world. And you come close and you connect yourself with the mishalach, with the mishaleach. It says, lo yu'umen ki yisupa, what that simcha is. And that's the simcha that a person can reach in these days of Purim.